Why is it that tuna and salmon in a can get a totally canned meat exemption card? They're not classified as a nasty can of meat like everything else is. Why is that?
I would just like to pause and say, congratulations on using the word exemption right, or exempt right. I'm so proud of you right now. I think I should just clap for you. I'm just going to clap. Congratulations.
Samantha, I'm using a fancy word like exemption because fancy canned meats deserve that word.
Yes. And why is it that we think the turkey, chicken, and ham they're in a can are disgusting?
Because they're the entrails. They're the entrails of those animals. Entrail of the pig like a hot dog. Entrail of the chicken like the nugget. Entrail of the turkey like, I don't know what the hell is an entrail of the turkey.
I don't know. We don't do anything with turkey, actually.
But it's like you take the salmon and the tuna and it's like, it's the best pieces of fish mulched beautifully into that can. And they get exempt.
And they get exempt because they are considered fancy.
They're fancy. They're fancy canned meats. Yet there's no such thing as fancy canned meat. Canned meat is nasty.
It's canned meat.
Right? We've learned to like it and appreciate it. We bring it out at the funeral.
Oh my God. It's seafood canned meat. Turkey, chicken, ham. Spam.
Spam. Right?
Spam's at the bottom.
Turkey, chicken, ham. Spam.
Spam.
Right? That's the hierarchy.
Oh my God, there's a hierarchy of canned food.
But technically, you put it all under one umbrella and it all classified as nasty.
Yes.
Just mentally, we've made it okay somehow because it's the first two, it's salmon and tuna, and that's okay.
I don't know about you, but when those salmon sandwiches come out at a funeral, you're like, oh, we hit the jackpot.
I'm going to see Aunt Betty die, be at her funeral just for those sandwiches.
Right?
Right. That's just how that goes.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How we doing?
I'm good.
Are you still? I'm still kind of just like trying to wrap my brain around canned meat.
It's in a hierarchy. And now that we've cracked the code, I don't, you know.
Right. And now
you're sharing.
Now they put fancy crackers in it with a little spoon to elevate it even higher. Right. So you could be fancy at your workplace.
Yeah.
Nobody's judging you when you're having those two types of canned meats.
No, that's true.
The other ones? People, they judging.
You crack up that spam.
Oh, right. What was the one back from the 70s that had the key?
That spam.
Was that spam or wasn't there one called click?
Oh, there was one called click as right? Well. That didn't was it? Just like spam.
Right. And then that was going to be, you were having ham for supper. Every Gen X kid lived through that in the early part of their Gen X days.
Oh, that was gross. Right? I think it was fried, right?
I think it might have been fried. I just remember the key. Fried. That and the corned beef in a can. Ugh.
Oh, ho, that was gross. I never
also
had
with
that.
The key. Also with the key.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Right? Somebody should have gone around and taken all the keys off and thrown them away. Right? That's what I think should have happened.
I don't think it would have stopped people.
You don't think it would have mattered? It wouldn't have mattered.
Nope.
Samantha, since we don't deal with the formalities of how our week's been anymore.
Fuck off.
It still bothers me that we don't care.
Lisa, how was your week?
It's good. It's good. How's your week?
Good.
Good.
Why are we asking when we don't say anything? I don't understand.
Because happens in our week? Nothing.
Nothing. We go to work, we come home, and we think we have 5 hours until we go to bed. We go to bed.
So there's only two plausible answers. It's been good. It's been bad. Right? So we can still have the formalities. We just don't need to have all the conversation around it.
Right?
Yeah, that's all. That's all, Samantha. Need you to know that I care how your week was.
And you know what, Lisa? I'm just going to assume that you do care about my week and you don't need to ask me.
I'm going to still ask because I'm an asker, right?
Oh,
that's how God I learn. Knows. That's how I learn things is by asking questions.
Uh-huh.
I gotta jump right into this. I gotta get this off my chest. I need us to solve this problem. I don't know how to work around it, and I don't know what to do. Can we please, Samantha, delve into when people actually have time for house cleaning? Because I feel like the minute the weekend starts, we're in a panic to start cleaning and the clock is ticking to get it all done.
You know what it is, Lisa? We feel we're too tired and too busy Monday to Friday after
Monday
work
to, Friday. Right.
To do any kind of cleaning or anything. And we leave it all for Saturday. So we get all hyped up. We're all like, oh my God, I have to clean my house. Or if I don't do it today, I have to do it tomorrow. And then it's like the day before work. Bah, 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 bah.
Right. Right. Right.
We get very worked up about it.
And then we're stressed out about it.
Very stressed.
And then if we didn't do it, then we feel like losers, dirty pigs. Like dirty pigs, right?
Okay,
I couldn't even be bothered to clean my home. And by home, I mean a small apartment.
A small apartment. I'm sorry, but who the hell cares if you cleaned your house or not?
I know. Nobody's coming over. Nobody's coming to see you. Nobody even knows where the hell you are. Right? I at least
I know where you are and I'm still not coming over to your house.
Yeah. And that's how I like it, right? That's how I like it. I like no company.
That's right.
Totally no company. But I just find it's just this thing. And I don't know if I feel it more now that we have hardwood floors, because, you know, I blame things on hardwood floors, right?
Yes, you do.
Because I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Right? I can see where I've sat and crumbled. I can see where we've crumbled throughout the week. Right?
Just bring out like a Swiffer.
But then I'm starting to clean. The minute you bring out an apparatus to start cleaning, you might as well clean.
Then get a cleaning lady.
Like a 30-second cleaning lady.
Right.
I'm not that lazy.
Well, you kind of sound like
you are. I just don't know when to fit it in.
How about this? I just read an article where it says the key to uncluttering your mind is to have like a daily house cleaning schedule. And you separate the cleaning chores and tackle something each day.
Samantha, let's be honest, right? If the good Lord said, it's dear world, it's Lord here, and I am now going to declare that it is okay to stink and not have to clean yourself except once a week, we'd all jump on that. We would all jump on that, right? Because God says it's fine.
Nope. I don't think we're worried about dear God.
You don't think we're there yet?
No, I think it's a personal preference to smell. I'm going with that. It's a personal preference when you smell.
What if God said it's okay to smell?
If you have chosen to not clean your house, change your sheets.
Right.
Clean yourself. You have to do wash your hair. Put on deodorant.
You have to, though.
Nobody says you have to, Lisa. There's no smell police that I'm aware of.
There might not be a smell police, but I feel that it's not acceptable yet.
Oh.
Right? I feel it's not acceptable to be stinky.
You and I both have been in enough different jobs to have come across
some
smelly
nasty smells.
People. Smelly coworkers.
Smells.
When you walk into a room and you think, why do I smell raw onions?
Right.
It is simply the person standing next to you. That's
pretty nasty.
That itself is really wrong. And I understand that people feel like I'm natural. I don't have to shower.
Don't be.
I'm this, I'm that.
Don't be.
You know what?
Don't
All
be.
Power to you.
But stay when home.
You're standing around other people.
Yeah.
I don't need my eyes to water.
I don't need my eyes to water. I don't need to be like all day like, no,
is it me?
Because I showered this morning. It cannot actually be me. And then what happens is that smell starts to permeate on you. And then you're convinced that maybe I do smell a little bit like onion too. And then
your nostril hairs have taken in that smell and they're hanging on to it and it won't let go. And then you go home and you're like, I'm going to shower.
Here's my question. What would you rather deal with? Body odor on a person or smelly breath?
Oh, that's so unfair.
Tough, eh?
You can give that person a mint.
But that's awkward. Hey, did you want a piece of gum?
Nope. I think that's a way better option than having to go to somebody and go, hi, we're going to have a very uncomfortable chat right now.
And we're both going to feel awkward.
We're both going to feel awkward. You might leave this feeling pissed off.
But I'm going to take one here for the team.
But I have to mention. How many times? Like, seriously, too friends many. Of the podcast, how many times has that happened to you?
Right?
It has to have happened to you.
It has to.
Oh,
it could not have only happened to us in our past.
No. And see, this is the slippery slope, Lisa.
I know.
We start not cleaning our house. We start not cleaning ourselves.
Right.
And now we're just gross, disgusting, and smelly.
And then we start making deals with ourselves, right? Okay, so I didn't clean this weekend. You're right. It's not that bad. I'll go every 2 weeks. And then you're like, okay. And then on the third week, because I was busy and I had things to do on the second week, week three, deep clean. Even the baseboards. You're never doing the baseboards. When did we do the baseboards? After 20 years when we moved. We did baseboards. Right. And that's when I realized we nasty.
We nasty. We nasty. Yeah. We
nasty. Right? And nobody ever cleans in their clothes closet.
No.
Never. We nasty there too.
Yep.
We're nasty there too. Right? Just saying.
Whatever. Like, people, make your choices. But if you smell, stay home.
I think, I don't ever want to be the bad breath girl. I don't ever want to be the stinky girl, actually.
I don't want to be either.
I don't want to be either, right?
I don't want to be either.
I don't want to be either. Okay, so we're talking, and you know what? And I live in an uncluttered mind. And I don't mind doing one chore a week,
uh-huh.
Like a little one. Like, I'll like maintain dishes, make my bed in the morning, things like that. But I don't want to delve much more into it than that.
Okay. But that's just normal. Like, you put your dishes in the dishwasher. You make your bed every morning.
Yes.
You tidy up after yourself. You put your clothes away.
Put the cap on the toothpaste.
Right. Like, right? That's just general cleanliness day to day.
We're just not being a slob.
Vacuums out. No, not washing the floors.
I'm not doing that through the week. I'm going to live in a cluttered mind. It's already cluttered, so it don't know any different.
It's already cluttered. There you go.
So last week, Samantha, we talked a lot about snacks.
Yes, we did.
Right?
Yes, we did, Lisa.
Well, snacks are still on my mind.
Oh my God, why would we think that it would not be?
Because I have an interesting point to raise.
Oh God, I can't wait.
I feel I'm in my like years right now. Like,
oh,
I'm in,
please.
Like, I feel like I'm in deep thought. Like,
no, you're not.
Yes. I feel like
not.
I feel like I'm in like, that's what I feel. That's what I feel.
You're not anybody's guru, Lisa.
I think you might be surprised after this. Okay. Maybe after this might be mind breaking.
Please share.
Okay. Do healthy snacks count as snacks, or are they just punishment snacks because you abused your snacking privileges?
They're punishment snacks. They're
punishment snacks, right?
Yeah,
like, as much as I love grapes, and I love them a lot, I also love chocolate chip cookies better.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So if I'm not eating chocolate chip cookies because I'm trying to be better with my snacks,
uh-huh.
And I'm eating grapes, I don't know how to make that a happy progression because I just think of it as punishment.
Only right? You can think that grapes would be punishment.
Right? And I think that my snacking privileges have been abused. I've abused my snacking privileges, and now you're going to eat grapes. Right? Even though you like grapes, you don't like them like you like other stuff.
Can I just ask, who's deciding on your snacks? Like, is it you or is it your husband?
No, I decide on my snacks. I'm a snack decider.
So you're willingly putting yourself through punishment via a snack because you've decided.
So let's just say.
So you've chosen.
No, let's
you're
just,
making
no.
your own rules, and now you're calling it punishment, even punishment. Though you're choosing the grapes
right.
over the cookie,
right.
Because you feel you've overdone it with the bad snacks.
With the bad snacks.
So bad now snacks.
I'm
okay.
Eating the good snacks, which aren't really good snacks. They're punishment snacks.
Okay. So I'm just going to point out that no food is bad. That's okay. Mm. There's just some that are a little bit better for you than others.
I don't know. I feel that you do better with snacking than I do.
No, I don't.
I think you do. You never talk about snacking.
I don't talk about it because by the time we talk about snacks, I don't got none left. I'm done with snacks.
Where's your snacks
like, I eat all my snacks and I'm upset because I eat my snacks in 2 days and then I got no snacks and then I got no snacks to eat. And then it's a self-punishment. I'm like, oh, I got snacks. I'm so excited. And then I snack. And then I got none left. And then I'm like, that's my punishment is you don't get any more snacks until you grocery shop. And I'm a fucking lazy grocery shopper. So
right.
There are days, weeks that I go without snacks.
Because you've abused your snacking privileges.
And then that's, I guess, I've chosen my form of punishment.
So it's like as though you need to buy some backup snacks.
I have backup snacks. I have almonds, and that's apparently a better choice than the chips and the Cheeto things I keep buying.
That seems like a punishment snack.
Well, they don't taste horrible.
No, but they don't taste like a chip or a Cheeto.
It's not a chip or a Cheeto.
Not a chip or,
just not
like
a
that,
chip or a Cheeto.
Just like that grape don't taste like a homemade chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. You know.
As much as I don't mind them, it's not a chocolate chip cookie, which is what my heart's really wanting.
Yeah, that's so sad. We're sad.
There's like, the question for the friends of the podcast. What do you do when you eat all your snacks too fast? Then you're all done snacking.
You go out and you get more because you're an adult and that's what you can do.
You can technically hop in the car and go buy some more snacks.
You don't have to be weird like us.
Right.
Right. But you choose healthy snacks because you've eaten too many bad snacks I have eaten all my snacks and now I'm in a non-snacking mode because I felt bad because I ate them in such a short period of time. Because there are times, I will confess, that there are times I eat my way through my cupboards. I have told you this before, Lisa.
It's not new.
I don't know if I've shared this with the friends of the podcast.
Sometimes Samantha's a bit of a stress eater, right?
Sometimes
she finds love in the food in her cupboards on a bad day.
It brings me comfort when I can find none. Okay. Yes, that's a problem. Thank you. I understand that. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's like,
look out. Doing?
I'm eating my cupboards. I'm eating my cupboards. Leave me alone.
Right? I'll text Samantha and I'll be like, what's for supper? Everything in my cupboards.
Yep.
And then I know.
Whole thing happening.
And then I think, girl needs some talk time later because she had a bad day. Right? She had a bad day. She doesn't like her friends. She took a bad fall and she's eating everything.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, now that we've talked about food for 5-10,000 years.
Right? I know.
All right.
Let's move on to something else. This is the most ridiculous thing. The legal system has not dealt with this is beyond me. Taylor Swift's stalker today was arrested for the third time in 5 days, Samantha, for trying to get near or in her apartment.
Oh my God.
Found him in the garbage bin.
Like outside of the place where she lives?
Yeah, in the garbage bin. And they haul him off to jail. Why is he not staying in jail?
Because there's no... there's no proper stalking laws.
Is it because she's not home? So it's not as big of a threat?
She needs to be home. She needs to be home and put in peril before the stalker gets thrown back into jail or permanently in jail.
You know she needs to let her big ass of a boyfriend go all fucking crazy on this kid.
No, because then that just invites a whole level of problems you don't need.
Sometimes you need those problems.
I don't know. That's kind of sad because stalking is a bad, like, there's nothing you can do. Once you have a stalker, you're screwed.
And it eventually just potentially leads to a lot of damage.
For the person who's getting stalked, for sure.
Right.
Because the laws don't protect the person, the victim. They protect the stalker because there are no laws.
So he's just crazy hanging out in the garbage bin.
Yep. Hanging in the garbage bin.
Somebody makes a phone call saying, hey, he's back. Like,
can you imagine if she came home and he was in her place? That's what happened. Remember Sandra Bullock? She had a home invasion.
Yeah.
She had to go to therapy because of that.
Right. And then there was another one. Was it Logan Paul or he's a UFC fighter or something? And
he came home
and some guy was passed out sleeping on his couch.
Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Why are we stalking? I get it, right? We stalked Oprah, not to harm her.
No, not to harm her.
And we tried to find Jan Arden, not to harm her either.
No.
Right? Just to show our appreciation from afar.
We don't, when we say stalk, we say we try to find them where they might be. But that's it. About it.
I mean, I'm not hanging out like not on Jan's road.
No, because that's just, oh my God. Can you imagine if that person was in your apartment, you walked in and they're like sniffing your underwear or something strange? Like,
I think even if I wasn't famous, if somebody was sniffing my underwear, I would think that was strange.
Well, and then potentially, how violent is this person?
Well, you don't know, right? Obviously, I don't know. Okay. I don't know the right way to say this, so I probably will say it wrong, but he's fucking crazy.
He's not stable.
He's not stable.
He is not stable.
Right? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird, but I don't know. These are the things that just keep me awake at night. And do you know why I'm awake at night lately? I researched it, Samantha, because I ain't no dummy. Not no dumb, right?
Okay.
There's something called nocturnal awakenings.
Ooh, yay.
Right? It's a real thing. And it happens to me at 4 a.m. and I'm wide awake and I can't go back to sleep because nocturnally my body has said, you're done your sleep. And even though I'm so tired, mentally my body's like, oh, but if you go to sleep, you're going to have to get up in 2 hours to get ready for work. You might as well just lie in bed and do nothing.
Oh my God.
I know. And I feel it's too late to put on the carpenters because I'll fall into a deep sleep. And then I probably won't hear my alarm.
You probably won't.
Right? Why do birds fly? And then I'm out for the count. And then Mike Gibson's like, hey, hi, you going to work today? Because you're running late. And I'd be like, oh shit, I was awake 25 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
Right?
I don't think it's nocturnal awakenings, Lisa.
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I think it's fucking menopause.
I don't know.
Because that's what's happening to me and I fucking hate it. It's stupid fucking bitch. It keeps waking me up in the fucking middle of the fucking night and I'm pissed off as shit.
But how long are you awake for?
Just one fucking day of sleep.
Yeah, but you're like awake not for long.
No, but then I'm mad.
Well, don't get mad and just go back to sleep.
And then all of a sudden I'm laying there and I'm like, and then my brain starts to wake up and I'm like, no. And then all of a sudden I get a hot flash.
I know, but you know what? Here's the difference between me and you.
Son of a bitch.
You don't wake up to a bastard pillow, do you?
You've hated your pillows for as long as I've known you.
I know, and I still haven't bought new ones yet.
Well, that's your own fault.
Well, I own that, however. I'm just trying to break these ones in still.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're just fucking lazy.
I'm not too lazy. I'm just trying to break them in. I want to give them a fair chance.
Oh, is that what that's what we're calling it, is it?
Totally what I'm calling it.
All right. Well, my menopausal disruptions and your nocturnal awakenings apparently are making us a very fun pair.
Good times.
Because we both admitted that at some point we're like, why did I walk into a room? Why am I staring at my computer?
No clue.
Was I supposed to do?
What was I going to do now? Right? No clue.
Oh, God damn it.
Got nothing for you.
Sucks.
Yeah. It's not cool.
No, it's not. No. You know what is kind of cool, though? Mm. I was talking to John the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I found out that he and Kelly Ripa went to the same college.
Well, they're both Camden, from Jersey.
Yes, Camden County College in New Jersey.
Wow.
At the same time.
Oh.
Oh, my God. And I said, did you really? Do you know Kelly Ripa personally?
And Jesse?
He's like, oh, no. But oddly enough, the trajectory of their lives is very similar.
Really?
He quit college and so did she.
Why did they both quit college?
She quit to go into acting and be a soap opera star, and he quit to go into the elevator business. So similar.
So similar. So similar, right?
I'm just like, stop it. You knew Kelly Ripa. Well, not really. I went to college with her. Sounds like you know her to me.
Are they the same age? Or did he go to school later?
I think he did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still pretty cool.
Yeah. But you know, very similar. She quit college. He quit college.
And that's where the similarities ended.
She went to become famous. He became an elevator guy.
He fixed elevators.
Yeah. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
So similar.
So similar.
To think they could have got married.
To think he could have gone to school with her, like he could have gone to a class. Maybe they were in classes together.
Could have been pals. Look what he's missing out on, right? Maybe is there any inn in there for us? Can we use that?
No, nothing.
There's no way to use that.
Yeah, good
favor.
Try though.
I'm always looking for, you know me, I'm always looking for a way in, right?
I know.
Well, very cool, Samantha. Very cool. Okay. I saw this article and it made me shake my head. I'm shaking my head, Samantha. How many restaurants don't offer grilled onions on their burgers? Because if they did, guess who'd be ordering burgers? Yeah, burgers.
No, you won't. I
love grilled onions on a burger.
Yeah, I know that, but you won't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Stick that on a hot dog and that would be better.
Of course, everything, stick anything on a hot dog, it's better than a burger. But if it was offered on a burger, I'd be ordering grilled onion burger. If they had a grilled onion burger.
There's two kinds of burgers that I've seen you actually eat almost the entirety of.
Okay.
A Big Mac.
Yeah, totally.
And a Rink burger.
And a Rink burger. That's true.
In fact, I've seen you eat two Rink burgers and I'm like, who are you right now?
I'm a Rink burger fiend. That's what I am.
You're a Rink burger slut.
Right? I am a Rink burger hoe. Pimp me out and ask me to eat Rink burgers.
Those are the only two burgers I've ever seen you enjoy.
Right.
The only thing I've ever seen you eat the entirety of.
I don't get bored of either of those two foods.
I know, which is odd because your ability to eat an entirety of anything is minimal.
I have a really short attention span, right? So like after four bites, I'm like done.
Even better is watching you eat a steak. Oh my God. You and a steak. It's like, okay, she's going to eat most of it. She'll leave like a bite, but your bites are so gigantic.
And I don't choke to death.
I don't try and watch you when you eat because I don't give a fuck how you cut your steak. But every once in a while, I'll catch you trying to shove a whole entire nugget of a thick piece of steak into your trap. And I'm like,
friends in the podcast, it's not very ladylike.
Yeah. What do I say to you, Lisa? You're going to need to cut that.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut that piece.
You're going
to
choke on it.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. Like it's just fresh. Like I've never heard that before.
No, I don't know how to cut a steak. I'm just going to take the biggest piece I can possibly find. You're like so weird. You're not dainty when you eat a steak. You think you're all that with the fancy and the whatever, and you're like, ooh, elevated. And then she's like hacking away at a steak and these gigantic pieces are getting shoved into her mouth. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Because a steak at its best, Samantha, is a big round hunk of meat. A steak
cut
is man's
into chewable pieces.
Steak is man's food.
Steak.
So you eat it like a man. You eat it like it's man's food.
No, yeah. You eat it properly.
So the same if I mean a turkey leg.
Yeah, you're not eating a turkey leg.
I'm not going to because it'd be messy in my hands.
Yes, it would.
Right? But I mean to be very ladylike, but every now and then the odd piece slips by.
Every time you eat a steak.
Every time I eat a steak. But that's the problem with me and food as I just get bored.
Yeah. Right,
so the Big Mac manages to keep me interested right till the end of it.
All right.
And the Rink Burger leaves me asking for another.
Restaurateurs, you've heard it here. Put grilled onions on a burger and Lisa's your gal.
Right. Don't make me shake my head at why there aren't grilled onions.
Whatever.
Because you don't like that. That's why.
I like grilled onions. I do. I prefer like cheddar and bacon.
I've never really seen you have grilled onions before.
I like grilled onions.
You get gross mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
Like, it's like I think you order mushrooms in hopes of killing me.
Oh, I did last weekend. Yeah.
Right. Totally. Right. You're just like, just put them everywhere.
If I actually bought into the fact that you were allergic to mushrooms, I was trying to kill you.
You'd be a horrible human being.
Yeah. But I don't believe you have an allergy.
You'd be the kid taking his peanut butter sandwich to school.
Lisa, I wasn't trying to kill you because you don't have an allergy to mushrooms.
Really?
How many times do I need to tell you that? And Linda, I don't need you to comment. I do not need your sister to comment on this. She enables you and I don't love that.
It's not true. We're allergic. Stop it. We're allergic. Not. Totally. They could kill us. God. We just don't put ourselves in that situation.
Stop talking.
That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. All right. Okay. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but I have. And entertainment news. Let's be real about that. Let's be real about that. I'm going to shake my head at the stupidest rumor I've heard around why Kate is not being seen in public. Apparently, he cheated on her. This woman's name is Rose. She's like a family friend or something weird. She also was married. And apparently he fathered her oldest child. And I'm like, seriously? And this is why she hasn't been seen. This is why Kate hasn't been seen, because she's preparing to get divorced. And I'm like, stop it.
It seems hard to believe. Hey, seems far-fetched.
Mm-hmm. And apparently I just saw... So I shake my head at all that, like the conspiracy theories, because she hasn't been seen since Christmas.
Right.
People, can we just like get a grip?
You know what's odd about
just
it all?
Get a grip.
But what's odd is that when she had her surgery in January, the palace said she would not be resuming any duties till after Easter. Mm-hmm. It's not after Easter. Mm-mm. Why do we care?
I'm not sure. But now we've like, everybody is like, it's everywhere.
It is. Oh, my God. It's everywhere.
But apparently she was seen out.
They went to a little farmer's market or to a little farm or something.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, she looks fine. She looks thin.
No offense. She didn't look like her.
Oh, I thought it did. You didn't think
No.
Oh, I thought it. I just thought she looks thin.
She looks really. If that was her, it was. She looked very thin.
I think that was my comment, was that I think she looked very thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's her. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know fact from fiction anymore with this. Right? I just don't know. Right? Because everybody's weighing in on it. Like people, like dudes on TikTok who you know don't care about the royal family, weighing in.
I know.
Everybody's got an opinion.
I know.
Let's just wait and see, I guess.
Just stop people.
Samantha, I got some... Well, I didn't get bad news, but I got bad news. And I sent you a text message the other day, remember? And I said, having a really sad day today. And 3 hours later, in true Samantha style, you replied back, why?
I was at work.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh,
right?
Apparently, I was okay that you were sad.
Apparently you were okay that I was having a really sad day. You message me saying you have a sad day. I'm like, do you need me to call? I message you. Oh, I hear back at lunchtime sometime.
And okay, but
that's okay. That's the difference between me and you.
I did ask.
Yes.
Why?
What was wrong? And then I had to break the news to you because I know you really had your hopes up. Oh, friends of the podcast. It appears I did not get the job to be Canada's national pancake tester. And I think it's because we don't have an IHOP in Saskatoon.
Probably. And you know, Lisa, if that's why you're sad, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I should have taken you more seriously.
Yeah, right. Because I was super sad that day, because all of a sudden I read an article that said what day you should have heard the news, and it was 2 days after. And I'm like, I did not get the pancake job. So then I messaged my boss saying, good news for you. I did not get my second job as the pancake taste tester. She's like, oh, thank God. I was so worried about that.
I love how she just plays along with your weirdness.
She's a good sport that way. Hey?
She's a
really good sport. Yeah. So I'm just saying, right? Can we do our own pancake thing?
Sure. We can make the tour of Saskatoon.
Can we do our own tour, please?
We could do our own tour.
And video, and I'll be like,
yeah.
Nope, no. not the best pancake here.
On a scale of one to yum.
Yeah, one to yum. Totally, on a scale of one to yum.
On a scale of one to yum.
It's not yummy.
No, not right? yummy.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do that.
Okay, all right.
We're going to do it.
Whatever and then floats your boat.
And then I'm going to send it to these people and say, look what you missed out on. World's best Canadian pancake tester right here. Didn't need a stinking IHOP.
Didn't need a freaking IHOP.
But why don't we have an IHOP?
Because we're not big enough for an IHOP.
I thought that was the rule with IKEA, not a pancake house.
There's so many rules. Oh, I don't know.
I thought it's a pancake house. At the Waffle House.
Could you imagine if we got an IHOP? It would be so busy all the time.
It'd be so wonderful.
So crazy.
So crazy. It'd be so good.
Sometimes the hype, I don't know.
Oh, I bet it. I think it would live up to the hype. It's the IHOP.
Okay, but do you remember when there was big hype around the old Spaghetti Factory? And then yeah, we went. And it was not good.
Was it that it wasn't good, or was it that we felt they sat us in a shitty ass place and ignored
that
us?
That too.
Because that always seems to happen.
That too.
Okay, right. And I remember we were excited for the Olive Garden, and we finally went to the Olive Garden. Not it so wasn't exciting. Good. Wasn't no. good either. Right. Either that or we just have really high standards.
We have such high standards.
Right? Mass-produced pasta is going to have to taste a lot better than this company. Right? Oh, all your right? pasta, boiled pasta is going to have to do better.
Yep. Oh, my God.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
Okay. So, you know, it's coming to be around Easter time, right?
Mm.
And there are certain foods, as some of us, as we gather with our families,
yes.
there are certain foods that we are expecting during this next holiday that we're about to encounter.
And you are so particular.
Well, I got burnt this year.
You got burnt. You were burnt.
Complained about not getting turkey on in for my Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I was like, are we having turkey for Christmas? Because I was a little bit jealous.
You were so bitter.
So I have now made it official to my parents and to the rest of the family that's here in town. It will go turkey, turkey, ham, barbecue, 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 barbecue.
Right. Repeat.
Repeat. So just remember, turkey, turkey, ham.
Right.
Barbecue, 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 barbecue.
Right. So I'm sensing that cycle starts in October with the turkey, turkey.
Turkey, turkey.
Ham.
Ham and Easter.
And then we go to spring and summer. Barbecue, and then barbecue, barbecue, yeah, barbecue.
Anytime we get together, it's barbecue,
barbecue, barbecue, barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. Repeat.
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 Right? And they looked at me like I was insane. And I'm like, no, 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 no. I need you. Because as we were sitting right? at my niece, waiting for my niece to go for her dance recital, we're sitting around here. My mother goes, so what do we want for Easter? And I looked at her.
Why are we asking?
I'm not asking for anyone's opinion.
Right. It's not a negotiated question.
So I took over the conversation.
Good.
And I'm like, we will be having ham. I am choosing the meat. Anyone else, choose what you want.
Like,
I don't care what potato we have.
Right.
And then my sister-in-law pipes up. She's like, well, I really like mashed potatoes. Excellent. You've chosen mashed potatoes.
Even Trevor, though.
What would you like?
It should be
I really like Brussels sprouts and bacon. Excellent. You'll be making that. I'm like, what else would we like to decide on? I'm like, let's make this happen, right. people.
Right. Commander Sam has taken over.
I'm like, if I don't get ham.
Right. Some heads are going to roll and shit's going to hit the fan.
Oh, my God. You saw me lose it. I was just like, I did. Why am like, I not getting turkey in October?
It was uncomfortable. It was totally uncomfortable. Really awkward over a food item. And and then I had to share that with your family.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I had to bring it up and say, I hope you guys are happy with what you've done. Because my girl, fucking hinged.
She's unhinged.
She is unhinged and out of control. There's no reeling it in. There's no like, okay, that's good. No. Mm-mm.
I only get turkey twice a year. I don't go specifically to go find it and make it happen.
No, you don't. You're not that girl.
I'm not that girl. So right. like, don't mess with it, people.
No, but I think, but okay, I don't like the mashed potatoes with the Easter. I like a scallop potato.
No, I like mashed potatoes.
I know,
for how we eat the ham, this makes sense.
But listen, then we've completely kicked scallop potatoes to the curb. Because now when do you have a scallop potato? You don't.
You can have scallop potatoes with pork chops.
Not really.
Yes, you can.
It's not really meant to be.
With roast beef?
Not ever. Who is nobody? You're grasping. You're grasping. I see it on your face. You're grasping. It's like you just Googled food and it just popped up.
You know what, Lisa? I don't care
you don't
about
care.
The potato.
You don't care.
Oh. I've switched my mind. I don't care about the potato.
I know, right? Because you've abandoned potatoes.
I have.
Well, I'm glad that you laid down the law and the Sperlings know. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Turkey, ham, barbecue.
I can make that into a plaque of some sort if you need it. It needs to go up on the fridge somewhere. We can make it magnetic so nobody, you can all get one for Christmas.
Holiday schedule. Right?
That should be your do-it-yourself Christmas project for them all. Right? Something like that. Okay. Here's exciting news, and you're going to hate every second of it.
Oh, excellent.
Which makes my heart so happy. Uh-huh. They're saying that the 2024 Capri is going to be as popular as the 2023 Cargo. It's back.
Yeah, but what does that Capri look like, Lisa?
They're just calling it a Capri. So it's going to look a little different on everybody based on everything.
I think it's a wide leg Capri, which will look hysterically hilarious on your chicken like legs.
I won't wear a wide leg Capri. I won't wear one. I won't.
Let's just go find you a Cargo Capri. Would that make you happy?
Remember, I have that green one. I have that Commando one.
It's not Commando.
It's Commando colors. It's Commando. I still have Commando on the brain.
Yes, you do.
I'm still wishing I lived in a world where Commando was fine.
Yes.
And then leave it to my sister Linda to chime up on something saying, why can't you go Commando? Good question.
Because she's a bad influence and right. We just don't appreciate her as much as we should.
She's a bad seed. But I'm just saying, right? Yeah, Cargo. What is it? Commando Cargo?
A camo.
Camo Cargo. Okay.
Oh my God. If you can't say it, you can't wear it.
Fair enough.
Those are the rules.
I got some practicing to do.
You can't say it. You can't wear it.
It's a good thing we're not there yet. We're not quite there in the season. God. I got a little bit of time to practice.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just saying. It's going to be big. It's going to be big, big, big.
All right. Can't wait. Can't wait for that.
All right. Just look. Keep your jean on, Samantha, in the hot heat.
I will do what I need to do.
Right. Just keep on your jean. That's all I'm
saying.
Don't
worry about me.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so something funny happened to us, guys.
It was kind of funny.
When we went Earl's last Friday, having our after work drinks and snacks. We were just doing what we do. We chat, we talk, we just whatever.
Disagree and argue.
And the table next to us, they were getting up to leave, and the woman leans over and she asked us how long Lisa and I had been friends for. And I said, she's like, I guessed 8 years. And I'm like, nope.
Nope.
And then when we told her it was like 23 years, she was like, oh, really? Well, your conversation is so effortless.
Yep. Totally.
And I'm like, yes, because we don't give a shit anymore.
Right. And thank you for listening in on it.
Yeah. I hope we didn't say anything offensive, but I'm sure we did. So
I'm sure we did at some point.
I'm sure we did.
Right.
But it was kind of an interesting observation because that's what happens when Lisa and I get together.
We just literally get going.
Yeah. And just back and forth and back and forth.
Back and forth and back and forth. And take a breath and back and forth. And take a breath and back and forth. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Yeah, wrong. No, I'm not. Just like that.
Yeah.
Totally just like that.
You know what, though? We're not appreciated the way we should be.
Oh, by who? Everybody.
By the rest of the Earl staff. Because the ones that got to know us over the summer
still
are
love
gone.
Them. Well, except for one.
She's only there very, very far and few between.
She's
now.
Sporadic. Very sporadic.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you don't appreciate us and you should.
You should. You're missing out.
Yeah, you're missing
out. You're missing out on all this. All this, Samantha, right? They're just missing out, right?
But it was kind of an interesting interaction.
It was funny. It was nice that she felt comfortable enough that she could
just chime
interrupt
in.
Our meal and have a conversation with us, right? Like, do you think it's because we're famous?
No.
Not because of that. Like,
nope.
Damn.
Nope. Had to burst that bubble for you.
Always trying. Okay, so you know how it's... So first off, do you know why spring started a day earlier this year?
Why?
Did you think it was odd? Like on the news, they kept saying yesterday was the last day of winter. And growing up, we always had spring was always on the 20th of March.
I always thought it was the 21st for some reason.
I think that's summer.
Oh, maybe.
But the spring, it's because there was a leap year.
Oh.
I learned that on the news. Not the entertainment news, the real news.
Look at you paying attention.
I know, right? So anyway, so again, right? So because we're headed to spring, we're in the spring. It's got the Gibsons. We're starting to do some thinking about what plant we're going to plant, right? Because you won't plant with me.
I'm not planting.
I'm even now going to provide the garden area, right? And you know where I live.
You don't have a garden area.
I have. You have
grass in front of your.
I'm going to get one of those boxes that sits on your ledge. And that's going to be my garden. And I'm going to, I got to fit in with the neighborhood, right? So I'm going to do a beet, a corn, a cucumber, and a tomato. And I want a Gerber daisy.
You're not going to grow.
I'm growing. Those are my things. I'm doing those five things.
No, you shouldn't. That's not Gerber enough room daisy, for corn.
One corn, just one corn. Not like a lot of corn, one corn.
That makes no sense.
Drop one seed, one corn.
No.
One seed.
No.
One seed, one corn.
No.
One cucumber seed, one cucumber. One beet seed, one beet.
You don't know how it works.
One tomato seed, one tomato. I just want one of each and one daisy.
You could buy starter plants where you don't have to use seeds.
I don't want the plants. I just want one of each.
Okay.
I don't want more. I don't want like a handful of beets. I want.
Why do I feel like someone who knows more should probably talk to you about what you're doing?
I don't know. Who knows more? Who knows more? We don't know.
Anybody but you.
No, I just want one of each.
Uh-huh.
And don't you think? And in the middle will be the daisy. And then it'll have two of my fruits on both sides. Like to balance it off, right? Two fruits.
Yes.
So like it's tomato, cucumber, daisy, beet, corn. Like that.
Those aren't fruits. Those are vegetables.
Sorry, vegetables. That's what I want to grow. Vegetables.
Vegetables.
I don't want to do fruit because I think that's hard.
I think you should have a potted flowered plant.
Well, that'll be my daisy.
I don't know. One singular flower is enough.
One, right? Right. And if I was going to grow a fruit, I would want to grow a banana or a watermelon, one of those.
Okay. All right.
But I don't think that my patio is big enough, like long enough. I don't think I think it would be too much, right?
I hold no hope for you.
Have hope.
No.
Have hope. Why no hope?
Because you're growing it from a seed, which frankly.
So did Johnny Appleseed. He grew apples from, right? The Lord is good to me. And so I thank the Lord. Remember that song?
No.
Giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed.
No, stop.
The Lord is good to me. Johnny Appleseed. Amen. You don't remember that song?
Stop talking.
That was a song at camp.
That's so horrible.
You said that like a grace time for summer.
Yeah.
Because you were thankful.
Definitely the Lord thankful. Yes.
Helped Johnny grow an apple with a seed. That's what I got from that song.
Okay. All right. All right, Farmer Gibson.
Right? Right?
It's got to be interesting.
This thumb is going to be green.
I don't know how green that is.
Well, you might be surprised. Remember when I picked weeds? And I was really good at weed picking?
It was a weed.
Well, I got tired of it. I got bored.
And you were ripping it out of the ground.
I know, but I did a good job. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right? If I put my mind to shit, Samantha, I do really good, okay?
Okay.
I do really, really good.
Yeah.
Don't count me out before I'm even in. It's not good.
I can't even tell you.
Well, I'm not even going to invite you to come over and share in my wealth.
Bounty.
My bounty of harvest.
I can't wait. Okay. Will you take the day off to harvest your one corn?
Yeah.
One cucumber, yeah. One
and
beet.
Just think, when I eat that corn on the cob,
yes,
one day in August, and I eat my tomato sandwich, I might give you a piece of cucumber, maybe.
This is really not going to work out well.
Time will tell. I'll give you the leftover seeds. You can do whatever you want with them. You can grow your own.
No, thanks. I'm good. I don't need to grow things.
If I do really well, you might want to too.
Okie dokie.
That's all I'm saying.
Right? Okay. All right.
Don't squash my flower spirit, my growing spirit.
God forbid I should squash your spirit.
Don't squash my spirit. Right?
Oh, yes. Common sense. That's squashing your spirit. All right.
Don't.
Anywho. As I like to always talk about how weird you are, in true Lisa fashion, she is, of course, resisting her own ideas again, as usual.
What did I resist?
Because you bring up change and you know that you don't like change, but yet somehow you force it upon yourself and you do it to yourself, which is crazy to begin with anyways. and because it's change and you want now nothing to do with it.
But I never said that.
And the reason why I bring this up is because you brought up changing our picture for our posts for our episodes. And it was you who brought it up.
Yeah.
It was you who thought we should change it. It was you who thought it was a good idea to do one single. You backed up the truck.
Not totally.
You're totally against your own idea. I didn't even have to weigh in. I did nothing. And you already were like, no, I don't want to do that. Uh-uh. I was not forcing you to do anything.
You brought this upon yourself.
I just need you to hear yourself one day. Just one day. I need you to hear yourself.
That's called me reasoning. I was reasoning with myself. And I have not backed up the truck completely. I'm on the fence.
Is that what it is? You're on the fence.
I'm on the fence. I'm still reasoning with myself and going through the motions.
Yes, because that makes total sense that you're on the fence about your own idea.
I would say expect this conversation to come to fruition sometime tomorrow or the next day, Samantha. So just start preparing.
I'm not even in the conversation. You're having the conversation with yourself. Back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I'm not even part of it.
Well, now I'm ready for you.
Oh my God.
I'm ready. I'm almost not quite, but close. I'm close to you coming in on it.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. Dear friends of the podcast, weigh in if it happens.
If she changed the episode pick.
If I change the episode pick, not our logo. The episode.
Yes. Oh, sorry. And she had to make that very clear. I'm like, I understood what you were talking about. I know what you're doing. This is your idea. You dumbass.
I just needed to make sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I need to move on. I have to move away from the crazy. And I need to talk about Facebook Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Hi, nobody likes Stefan.
Hi, nobody watched Saturday Night Live.
I know. Okay. I do not like Stuart. Ugh.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
Yeah. And the opera lady I didn't like either.
Opera man.
Whatever.
Yeah. Don't you remember when he did the one about Princess, about Sarah Ferguson? Nippala, 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 opera man, el stufo. I loved opera man.
Oh my God. I liked Stefan, actually.
I'm not a Stefan fan.
I like Stefan.
At all. And I love the church lady.
Oh God, who doesn't love the church lady?
Right? And
come on. There?
Nobody kicked the cheerleaders to the curb.
No, because the cheerleaders are hilarious.
Because you can't.
Dude.
But I was a little taken. So Stefan was the big loser, right? And Debbie Downer?
No, only a couple for Debbie Downer.
Wah wah.
Wah wah.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was, here's the thing, right? Just trying to think of something new.
Anybody has some good ideas for Facebook Tuesday, let her know.
As I'm going through the last 3 years of old pictures of one has to go, I'm like, no, let's just keep it fresh.
That's
cool. All right. You didn't like SNL. Who knew?
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was fine too.
I thought it was good.
Whatever. We can't please everyone. Not everybody's going to be happy all the time.
No.
Right?
Wait till Wednesday.
Would you rather be Stuart Smalley or Debbie Downer.
Oh my God, I should have done that. Damn it.
That would be funny.
All right. Okay, guys. But since you know that we do stuff on Facebook, just to kind of let you know, we have all the socials. We have all the socials. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have TikTok. Just type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Boom.
In Google.
There we are.
Boom. Everything's listed. Yeah. Everything. Even the YouTube. Yes, we have YouTube. Yes, you can see us be weird and strange and make faces at each other.
No new subscribers in the last 2 weeks or last week.
Aw, come on, guys. Let's go higher.
And guess what? I even posted a short clip of us in the car.
Oh.
Right?
Come on, guys. I mean, it's pretty good shit. So
it's pretty funny.
Check it out. And if you would like, we do have Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we do, we are represented on a network. It's She Podcast. You can go to shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead and listen to us there. Or really, guys, you can listen to us on any podcast platform.
Anywhere.
All you have to do is subscribe and download and, you know, go to YouTube and subscribe there too.
That'd Friends of the podcast, what does it take to get you 875 on the Facebook page? Download and subscribe every week.
Right. Let us know if anybody has good ideas, please. Let us know.
Like if we're missing what the magic secret formula, like, you know, the Big Mac's got its sauce. We're missing the sauce. Pipe up.
Yeah, please.
And let us know so we can add the sauce.
Yes, please.
That's all we want, right? We just want to grow bigger. We want to spread our wings and fly. And we think that the world needs a lot of humor in their life. And we're there for it.
Yes, because we're weird.
We're weird and we're funny. We're weird and we're funny. That's what we are. Okay. But here's something. I hope, oh, dear Lord, in America, if there is an American dream, let this be it.
Uh-oh.
Let it come true, even though I know there's going to be a whole lot of other people hoping it would never come true. I'm just saying, let it come true. Okay? It's all over the TikTok. And what do we know? We know that if it's on TikTok, it's got to be real.
Oh, God, yes, right? Of course.
Okay, so it's all over TikTok about how Biden, so when they do the big final and we nominate Joe Biden to be the official leader of the Democratic Party, at that big party, that big meeting, I don't know what it's called, but whatever it is, the word out in the TikTok street and on some news sites too, Samantha, is that Joe Biden is going to say he cannot accept the nomination and that he nominates Michelle Obama. Listen before you make that face. Turn that face off. Listen. People on the news, reputable news, are going through things Michelle Obama is saying to different people in different things. They say she's dropping hints.
Really?
They say that there's hints. There's hints in things she's saying.
Yes, I don't want her to go through this.
I do.
I don't.
I do. All she has to do then is beat Trump and then she's the president.
I know, but it's a lot, hey?
Yeah, and what, you want Sleepy Joe back in?
No, I'm not an American, so I don't really get a say. I mean, I barely like the people that are in this country, so.
But let's just say.
I know. I mean, I think Michelle Obama is a very smart and intelligent woman, and I'm sure that she would do very well in politics.
Right.
But they had a long 8 years, and it was tough for President Obama.
But now she's been off for 8.
I know, but really think this is possible?
I don't know. I'm on it. I'm looking into it.
And to go up against Trump, who is so...
Samantha.
Just... on a good day, he's nasty to everybody.
Quote the great Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high. Right? She got all the words.
Oh my God, you are pumped. You are hyped. You're like, go girl, go.
Because I love her. I think she'd be wonderful.
I enjoy her as well. And I have no doubt that she would uplift and
do great things.
But it's hard. Hard. That job is hard.
Well, it's not the job for me and you, but it doesn't mean she can't do it. Just because you and I can't do it doesn't mean she can't do it.
No, I don't think she can't do it. I think she can. Then I think it's going to take a toll. That's what I'd be worried
about. 4-year toll. She'll be fine. She's strong. Hey,
are you kidding? Biden got out there and he was like, he's made, I've seen the propaganda commercials. Right? I'm not senile.
I'm like, not old.
Yeah, what's your I get platform? It.
I'm not old. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure it can't happen, but I'm just going to run with it.
Okay.
I'm Team Obama.
Okay.
2024.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Go with it. Let's
can we see just what happens.
Let's just go with
see
it.
What happens.
Right?
See what happens.
It's on the TikTok.
Okay. Well, God, TikTok. It must be true. They were so right about all the other conspiracy theories with William and Kate, right?
We don't know. They haven't played out yet. We don't have an answer. So you can't say that. That's not true.
Oh my God.
Okay. That's not true.
Whatevs.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Cost.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get on to some food, shall we?
We haven't talked much about food other than snacks a while ago.
Okay. You know those tater tot things?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there's lots of recipes coming out with tater tots.
I've seen some. Yeah. They're popular.
Like, do you love the tater tots?
I love the tater tots as a tater tot. How it was invented to be. As a tot in your mouth. A tot, dip it into ketchup in your mouth.
And there's the Lisa that we all
that's what
know
I love,
and love.
Right?
Is that, why should it change? Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Don't mess with the OG.
Right. If it was meant to be something different, it would have came as something different.
Right.
Right. But it didn't. It came as the tot. Like that.
As the ketchup. Tot.
As the tot. The role of the tater tot is being played by the tot.
The tot.
In its true form.
I think that sometimes, Lisa, you just have to go outside your comfort zone.
I'm not going to go out.
Really?
On a tater tot? I know what you're going to say. You love it in a casserole.
Potato.
You love it in a casserole. I know.
Yes.
It seems like a mushy tot in a casserole.
No, it's delightful.
Mushy tot with ground beef.
No, it's really good.
Why don't you just use potato?
Because a tater tot's easier.
Because it's frozen?
Oh, well, then you just chunk it in,
It came already with the work done.
Right.
The tater tot came already with the work put in. Right?
You have to appreciate tater tot for that.
I only want it as a tater tot. Not everything, Samantha, am I willing to just change and be okay with. Sorry.
Stop.
I'm not going to do it. Just like this. I'm never going to be okay with the fact. Okay, I shouldn't say it like that. I'm okay with the fact that Wendy's is launching a new Frosty. I'm not okay with the fact that it's the Creamsicle Frosty and it's in March.
Well, do you have something against Creamsicle?
No, but it should be in July. It's not a March Frosty. It's not a March flavor. Creamsicle's not a March flavor. It's a summer flavor. Not a spring flavor.
A Creamsicle is really orange, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just orange.
But it's not just orange. It's Creamsicle. It's different.
It's orange.
Orange, that would be then, it's just an orange Frosty. This is the Dream Creamsicle. And it's different from orange.
Why do I feel like you're about to go get a Wendy's Dream Creamsicle Frosty?
Not in March.
Well, they're not going to have it in July.
That's when it should be, in July.
Well, just because you think it should be in July doesn't mean it should be in July.
It's a summer taste.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you want a lemonade Frosty right now?
No.
Why? Because it's a July Frosty. Lemonade is a summer drink, not a March drink.
Oh my God. This is your food categories again.
Right. Right. Yes, it is.
Let's just drill that. We're drilling it down. It's her food categories, people. Right. Like, that's
what
just
it is.
Figure that out for her.
What was I made for? I don't understand why Sam can't understand how I pick my food.
Yeah, because you're weird and you have seasons and spaghetti doesn't get
fun,
eaten past,
we had
blah, blah, blah.
Food has seasons in the sun, right?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Food I can't wait seasons. Till you start your watermelon fascination again.
Not yet. Not in March.
Not in March.
Not in March.
It's not a March food.
Then the whole problem will be whether or not is it a good snack or is it a snack because I've been abusing snacks? Right? Because I've been abusing snacks.
Because you've been abusing snacks, so it's just a snack.
My name is Lisa and I'm a snack abuser. I feel I need a support group for that.
I'm a snackaholic.
I'm a snackaholic.
Okay, but you know what? You know what's really great right now? You know what I came across? It was a wondrous thing. Sweat pant jeans.
No.
So you snack away, Lisa. These sweat pant jeans. No. They're so on point. They look like a jean, but they are soft, cottony pants.
With a drawstring.
They're sold out. They're sold by Rag & Bone. It's this huge brand. Uh-huh. They have created a miracle. It is a miracle in a pant.
I could go out and track pants in public and make it look like it's a pant.
Like a jean.
But you know it's not.
It doesn't matter. It looks like a jean.
It matters.
No, it doesn't matter. Nope. The way they've styled it, the way it looks, it's not. Well, and you know. Okay.
Deep down, I always worried that this day was going to come.
You know it's a good thing. You know it's a good thing. And that it's going to be like sold out and impossible to get when a pant is $280.
Hi, why are you buying a $280 track pant?
It's $280 pant.
You're a sweat pant.
It's a wide leg pant. It's $280. And then there's a soft cotton terry cargo pant, Lisa.
Oh, you're just bringing this thinking I'm
for
jumping
$380.
Okay. Fine, I'll wear that at home with my comfy tank top.
No, it looks like a jean. It's the miracle pant. Why are you not more excited about this?
Just go to Walmart and buy a pair of navy blue track pants and call them.
It's totally not the same thing.
Call the blue jeans.
No, you have to see it. Guys, check it out. It's on your TikTok. Just, you know, search sweat pant jean, Rag & Bone, and you're going to find it. And you will be amazed at what these things look like.
Yeah, until you've worn them in the car for half an hour and they bag out like your track pants.
Nope. You know what? If I wasn't such a stingy motherfucker, I might consider getting a pair of $280 sweatpant jeans.
Sweatpants.
But they're a jean. It's amazing.
I'm going to Google this.
You know the jeans are cotton, right? Like do know the fundamental fabric in a jean is cotton.
I also know that they don't look or fit like a track pant. I think that's where I get stuck. I'm amazing. All for a comfy jean.
And finally, somebody's made something that makes sense.
Oh, I don't know, Samantha.
No, I think it makes perfect sense.
I don't know. I'm shaking my head. Not at you, oddly enough.
Oddly enough.
Okay, I'm going to look them up. I'm going to try and be open-minded, but you know, being open-minded is not my strong suit.
Are you kidding? You hate change. Did we just not have that discussion?
I hate change.
10 minutes ago.
And I judge new things, right?
Totally.
Totally judge new things and I hate change. So it's a high wall for me to get over. But I am saying that I will Google them.
You are Humpty Dumpty. So.
I am saying I will Google them, okay? I will Google them.
All right.
All right. So as you know, we're in the middle of spring, right? The great melt of 2024.
The great melt.
I'm shaking my head, Samantha, at people who honk at Mike and Lisa Gibson as we slow down when we approach the puddles.
Oh.
Because you have to slow down, right? Because you're going to get somebody soaked. It's going to swallow the car because there's a pothole under there.
I was just going to say it's going to swallow your tiny little car.
Right? My little car. Right? That puddle is bigger than my car.
Yep.
Right? So I'm shaking my head at all the people that are honking at us because we are just trying to preserve our little car.
I know.
Right? Like, don't be rude, people. Like, don't be assholes. So many assholes.
I had to wash my car after driving home the other day. Over the weekend because I could no longer see out my side windows. That is how high
the puddles come.
The puddles came. I'm like, this is a danger to me and everyone else.
Exactly.
So right. I spent a lot of money getting my car washed, knowing full well as soon as I drove away, it was going to start to get dirty again.
But in fairness, the people of Saskatoon, they deserve you being able to see out of their car, out of your car.
Oh, stop it. This coming from the woman who's
a good driver and doesn't drive
on a good day,
doesn't speed through the school zone, not concerned about the kids.
Oh my God, stop it.
I'm just saying that.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to shake my head at vending machines. Did you know they don't take cash anymore?
Mm-hmm.
That you can only use your cards?
Only use your cards.
That's bullshit.
Like, why do they think that my card's always in my pocket?
Right?
Right.
I just think it's ridiculous. Like, we don't use cash anymore for anything. And I get it's a pain, right?
I don't know. I disagree. I'm a cash girl. I don't think it's a pain, actually. What I hate is I hate putting $1.50 on my card. I hate that.
Right.
It seems I can't.
I think we have to be careful when we buy things from a vending machine too, because I've gotten hooked on a snack. It's the fruit flavored like gummy things, but it's a good snack because it's like real fruit.
Real fruit in the vending machine.
Yeah. And I get like a handful and the bag is like,
oh yeah, totally
gigantic.
You can't feel it ahead of time to go, oh, no, that's a ripoff.
It's a total ripoff.
Odd that you haven't picked up on it yet though.
But sometimes I just really want that snack.
I don't know that snack.
I feel like I need to go and like buy
Costco
something
and buy a box of that snack.
I need to do something.
Right.
I need to find, where are the kids' snacks? Where are the fruit snacks for kids? That's what
but
I
you
want.
Can't,
I want a fruit snack for a kid.
But you can't, because if you love them and you go out to Costco and you buy a big box of them, you're going to eat them all in the first 2 days and then you got no snacks.
I will totally devour the whole box.
Right.
And then I won't have anything to take to work.
Remember you did that. Remember, didn't you buy those Tim Tam cookies?
Oh my God, don't. I can't buy them.
Right.
I sit down and I eat the whole goddamn thing. They're that good.
I know.
There are some things I cannot buy.
Hi, me and Cinnamon Hearts, right? I ate them all, broke my tongue.
You totally broke your tongue.
So we have been snacking together for a lot of years, Samantha. And we've been snacking very, very neglectfully.
Yes, you know.
Right? It's not good. It's
catching
not good.
Up to me.
I know. Okay, this is what I want from you. I want you to tell me two or three no-no meals that you would eat if nobody was looking.
What do you mean by no-no meals?
Like meals that, like, you know, like you'd be like, oh yeah, I eat that, but you shouldn't be, people would be like, you eat that?
Like gross food or good food?
It could be anything. Like for me, for example, right? So I'd say my three no-no meals would be like, if I could eat Kraft dinner every day, that would be a no-no meal.
Yeah. Mini raviolis.
Ugh, so nasty.
There was some on sale the other day and I'm like, looked at it and I'm like, I don't need that in my life.
You know what? I'm going to have to go on the record and saying that it's an amendment to our opening to say that canned pasta with meat might actually go below the ham, the spam.
The spam.
Right? Canned pasta with meat inside it.
Yeah. Okay.
You have another no-no meal?
I actually, speaking of canned food, I really like canned ham or canned chicken.
No.
Mixed up with some mayo or sometimes with cream cheese and then you eat it and you eat it with some crackers. It's really good.
No.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I have.
Don't scratch your face. You fucking eat tuna out of a can.
Well, it's tuna. And we've just established that it's elevated and fancy. A lot like yours truly. I think my other no-no meal would be hot dogs, right? Like if I could eat hot dogs every day.
Yeah.
No, Lisa. No, but I would do
no,
it.
No. No,
right?
No.
No, no. No, right?
Oh my God.
But I would do it.
I guess my next one, I don't know. Is there a third thing that
I used to love canned spaghetti.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canned spaghetti is pretty awesome though.
It's pretty awesome, right? That canned spaghetti.
Yeah. It can be, yeah.
Some things Chef Boyardee is pretty darn good with.
Sometimes. Right?
Or like Itchy Ban noodles. No.
My God, I love Itchy Ban.
I know, right? But no.
No, ramen is huge right now.
I know, but it's not good for you. It's not good for you.
No, I know.
It's bad.
It's not bad. Stop labeling food bad, Lisa. It's wrong.
Some food's bad. I'm just saying.
Okay.
There's no food. There's no foods out there.
Oh, bologna.
Oh, yeah. No, Sam. No, Sam.
Yeah.
No, Sam.
Sometimes bologna is good. Fried. Ketchup. Yum.
Really?
Onions. Yum. Bologna and onions. Oh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where do you get that from?
Growing up.
Wow. Hey. Like, we used to love a bologna sandwich.
Oh, I love a good mock chicken.
Or the one that had the little pieces of alphabets in it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's the exact same meat.
I know, but
with pasta. You're eating beefaroni. You're eating beefaroni. Or alfaroni or whatever one you're eating.
Okay. That's funny.
And I would say your other no-no meal would be your pate.
No, that's elevated.
That's
just because you think it's disgusting doesn't mean it's disgusting to the rest of the world.
You know how I feel about organ meats, right? We don't need to eat that anymore.
Tastes delicious.
You know what that organ does?
It's good for you.
The waste.
It's delightful.
It's gross. It's gross.
Okay, but speaking of food, did you see the post from John Domingo? It was about the snackle box.
I know. I love that snackle box.
Okay, so we're taking the snackle box to the lake. What are you putting in your snackle box, Lisa?
I'm going to put lots of pickles, cheese, and chunks of salami.
That's it?
Yeah, that's my snackle box.
Woo! There's no pretzels. There's no like grapes, nope, strawberries, nope. Fruit.
Lots of pickles.
Lots of pickles.
Lots of pickles.
Cheese.
Chunks of salami.
Well, the way that you cut salami is
right.
Suspect. No,
it's a new in the shift world.
It's hack.
It's on trend. Looks cool.
No, it does not look cool. Actually.
What's going in your snackle box?
I would have lots of different kinds of cheeses.
You're going to be so complicated.
Yeah, lots of different kinds of cheeses. I would have a few pickles, but I also put olives. I would have like a couple different kinds of crackers. I would want to put like salami meat, maybe like a dried, I don't know, like a dried fruit.
You know what I think? I think that if we could only take one snackle box with us, it would be very distinct whose half is whose. And we would not share. My half, your half.
Maybe that's something we need to bring with us to the lake. Make it easier as we transport things. We have a snackle box.
A snackle box, right? We buy a brand new snackle box. Maybe. One less time having to go back up.
Back and forth.
Right?
We're already getting the 40-ounce
tank. We're already getting the 40-ounce mug. Right?
Oh my God.
So then it would be you put in your snackle side whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
And I'll put on my snackle side whatever I want.
Well, what are we doing for Michelle?
I think she'll just graze.
That's true. She's a grazer.
It's a grazer, right?
Yeah.
With a bag of chips, and she'll eat a bag of chips.
Oh yeah. We'll have chips.
Yeah, right. So I think she'll just graze. Right? You gotta get her out of the water first. You gotta get her off the tube and inside. You put her on the tube. With 40 ounces of wine.
She's never coming off.
But here's going to be the new rule this year. We're going to need her in a life jacket if she's drinking a 40 ounce of wine in the tube on the shore, right?
That's true.
She just falls asleep too fast.
She does.
Right?
Yeah.
We can't be responsible for that.
You know what I should do? I should get my sister to bring with her the tubes that we found when we were in BC last summer.
We never use the things.
No, you'll sit in these because it actually has a cup holder.
Oh, maybe then. Okay.
And you sit in the water and you float nicely and it has a cup holder. You might enjoy it.
I don't really ever go on those things like you and her.
I love them though.
I know. Both you do. But yeah, sure. We'll take it. Why can't I just use the Dalai Lama?
What?
Remember she gave us that one year, the Dalai Lama?
Oh, that's right.
The blow up llama?
Yes. You can use that.
And I've never used Dalai Lama.
That's
fine. You don't need to use it.
All right.
So okay. I'm just saying, I think the snackle box is pretty cool.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Snackle it up.
Snackle it up.
Okay, guys, we want your feedback. Yes, we do. Honestly, guys, I ask you every week. I'm not kidding. I really am not. I want you to send us your comments to ismhead@gmail.com, or you could, you know, message us through Instagram or Facebook. We'll pay attention to you, I swear. And you might just...
That's all we do is reply back. All we do is reply, and we love it.
Yes. And you just might find it being mentioned during an episode. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to thank John Domingo for putting together an episode every week.
Every week. Okay. I want one more thing to mention. It's about Kelly and Mark.
Oh.
Did you see it? Are you still watching it sometimes?
Yeah.
Did you see it yesterday when the old lady didn't win the prize?
I think so.
On Stump Mark.
Yeah.
Her two things were she had met Robert Goulet.
Uh-huh.
Or she was a school teacher.
Yeah.
And Mark implied that he was going to throw it so she would win the prize.
And he didn't.
And he did not. And I feel that Kelly Ripa legitimately was not impressed with him. Because this old lady, she's like, I want the mug. And he's like, You get nothing. And I felt from Kelly Ripa's body language and look on her face that they probably took separate cards home. She's like, I have no words right now. I'm like, I think she pissed.
She's probably pissed.
Right? And Mark's like, I like to win. And she's like, that's fine, but you just implied that you were not going to win. And then you just won. Right?
He's too competitive.
He's too competitive. And he did not care. He did not care that his wife was mad. He was like, being all smug. Yep. He did not care. So
love that about him.
Who's more competitive, me or you?
It depends on what it is.
Totally depends on what it is, right? Totally. I think we're both equally as competitive.
We are, but I only care about certain things.
Right. But Sam always does have to win.
No, I don't actually.
Totally, she does.
As I just said, I only care about certain things.
Those things she needs to win in. You totally do.
I totally don't.
You totally do.
I totally don't.
Totally do.
I totally don't.
Totally do. We could do
this.
Not
bad to be competitive, Lisa.
Right. Friendly competitive. I feel I have a friendlier competitive spirit than you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Anyways, Samantha.
Anyways,
Samantha.
Lisa.
Anything else to add this week?
No, I'm good.
I'm better. Haha. Always a...
Fuck off.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time I get her. All right. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.